She had a nice voice, Paul realized, turning the volume down a bit, flipping through her other albums. She had a lot of popular music, but she had symphonies, too.
I like trombones,
she said, pretending to pull a long slide. And when Paul laughed, she laughed, too.
I really love trombones,
she sighed.
I play the guitar, he said. Did you know that?
She nodded.
My mom said, like John Lennon.
He smiled.
A little,
he said, surprised to find himself in the middle of a conversation. He'd gotten used to her speech, and the more he talked to Phoebe, the more she was simply herself, impossible to label.
You ever hear of Andres Segovia?
Uh-uh.
He's really good. He's my favorite. Someday I'll play his music for you, okay?
I like you, Paul. You're nice.
He found himself smiling, charmed and flattered.
Thanks, he said. I like you, too.
But I don't want to live with you.
That's okay. I don't live with my mother either, he said. I live in Cincinnati.
Phoebe's face brightened.
All by yourself?
Yes, he said, knowing he would go back to find Michelle gone. All by myself.
Lucky.
I suppose, he said gravely, knowing suddenly that he was.
The things he took for granted in life were the stuff of Phoebe's dreams.
I'm lucky, yes, it's true.
I'm lucky, too,
she said, surprising him.
Robert has a good job, and so do I.
What's your job? Paul asked.
I make copies.
She said this with quiet pride.
Lots and lots of copies.
And you like it?
She smiled.
Max works there. She's my friend. We have 23 different colors of paper.
She hummed a little, content, as she put the first record carefully away and chose another. Her gestures were not fast, but they were efficient and focused. Paul could imagine her at the copy shop, doing her work, joking with her friend, pausing now and then to take pleasure in the rainbow of paper or a finished job. Downstairs, he heard the murmur of voices as his mother and Caroline Gill worked out what to do. He realized, with a deep sense of shame, that his pity for Phoebe, like his mother's assumption of her dependence, had been foolish and unnecessary. Phoebe liked herself, and she liked her life. She was happy. All the striving he had done, all the competitions and awards, the long and futile struggle to both please himself and impress his father, placed next to Phoebe's life, all this seemed a little foolish, too.
"Where's your father?" he asked.
"At work. He drives a bus. Do you like Yellow Submarine?"
"Yes.
Yes, I do."
Phoebe smiled a wide smile and put the album on.